每日来到主的面前，共同经历神的恩典。你现在收听的是普世佳音灵修节目《每日箴言》。
4月28日，不朽坏的身体。参考经文：死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的。哥林多前书15章42节。在新冠肺炎大流行期间，所有预防措施的一个奇特的副产品是，感冒和流感没有像前几年那样大量传播。由于更多的人待在家里，这些常见的疾病无法广泛的传播。即便如此，还是有很多人感染了新冠肺炎，而且我们很多人都知道一些死于此病的人。最终，对于我们身体上的挣扎，如疼痛、疾病、破碎、死亡、身体形象问题等等，有关它的最终答案将在复活中揭晓。我们现在的身体是必朽的、不完美的、软弱的和有限的，但因着耶稣，所有相信他的人有一天将被复活，成为不朽的、荣耀的、强壮的和有灵性的。在启示录中我们读到，当耶稣再来时，将不再有死亡、哀伤、痛苦和眼泪，生命树将在生命水的河边生长。太奇妙了。所有这些事情对我们来说都是好事，我们将享有丰盛的生命。但实际上，这一切的重点是将更大的荣耀归于神。耶稣的复活带来了我们自己将要复活的应许，这向我们显明神正在做的事。他使万物焕然一新，好使包括我们身体在内的一切都能更好地宣扬神的荣耀。让我们一起祷告。亲爱的耶稣，请你在永恒中与你完全同住的盼望充满我们的心，这样我们就可以在一切事上彰显神的荣耀，并将荣耀归给你，感谢你。祷告祈求奉耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。
你现在收听的是普世佳音灵修节目《每日箴言》。
This is today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is today for Thursday.April 28, an imperishable body. Our reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. With the resurrection of the dead, the body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. A curious byproduct of all the precautions during the COVID-19 pandemic was that colds and flu didn't spread as much as in earlier years. With more people staying home, those common diseases couldn't spread so widely.Even so, many, many people got sick with COVID-19, and many of us know someone who died from it. Ultimately, the final answer to our physical struggles, such as pain, sickness, brokenness, death, body image issues, and more, will be realized in the resurrection. Our present bodies are perishable, imperfect, weak, and limited. But because of Jesus, all who believe in him will one day be raised to a new capacity as imperishable, glorious, powerful,and spiritual. In the book of Revelation, we read that when Jesus comes again, there will be no more death, or mourning, or pain, or tears, and the tree of life will grow by the river of the water of life. Amazing! All of these things will be good for us, and we will enjoy life to the full. But really, the main point in all this is to give greater glory to God.The resurrection of Jesus, which brings the promise of our own resurrection, shows us what God is doing to make all things new again, so that all things, our bodies included, can more wonderfully declare the glory of God.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.